what we did was we held a dawn service down at one of our local beaches. It's one of our, you know, significant places that's special. It's where the old fish trap used to be before colonisation or invasion. And it's a beautiful bay area that represents the whale tail. And you've got the story that flows with it of where the reptiles came from up north and came down, and the bay was created, and the wobble and the crocodile were fighting, and then the whale had to come and save all the totems and stuff. So there's a really beautiful story around the area, and it's a very special place. So we chose that site to do a ceremony, like a smoking ceremony, that honours the ancestors and the creation spirits and, you know, the old people and the warriors who have given us what we have today and kept alive what we have today, as well as, you know, handing back the chains of the past of the oppression and the genocidal policies and releasing that negative energy back to Mother Earth so that she can wash it away and create a new beginning for us, you know, a new pathway forward with positive energy rather than focusing on the anger that we feel inside, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there is still, you know, so much hurt and pain, yep. You know, that comes up with today, and a lot of people don't feel like a lot of mainstream Australia and the government are really listening to what people want. And so yeah. To do something like a healing ceremony is really important. And, you know, I think there should be more of it personally, even, you know, throughout the year, just to mark yeah. different events or days, just to have more healing.
Well, that's right, and that's something that we'd like to see more of too, you know, because we all love a good march, love our chants and getting out there, you know. But this year we just wanted to do something different and just try and focus more on the positive things that we have rather than focusing on what we've lost, you know what I mean? Like focusing more on what we've still got today because of those people that stood up in the past and kept it alive for every one of us, you know. And I think that is really special and important that we remember to honour those warriors and ancestors and creation mob of the past, because we do have to give thanks and keep that energy alive, you know, to be able to move forward. And it is hard trying to be positive on such a day of mourning and such a day of pain and hurt, but it's just something that we felt that was important, and it would be good to see it done during more of the year. And we have there's the FERN network over here, the Fremantle Environment Network, and what they want to do is, you know, with the six seasons that we have during the year, they'd love to celebrate the start of that season with everything that's relevant to it, to try and bring, you know, that cultural stuff back to the community and engage non-Aboriginal society into, you know, that awareness and that, and let them know, like, we still have our culture, come and embrace it with us, you know.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. And do you feel better today having done what you've done?
Yeah, like, I just feel so kind of, like, uplifted. You know what I mean? Because usually I'm there getting into that mode, you know, and painting myself up, getting ready for a march. I'm in Canberra with all the mob and our adrenaline is pumping. And my adrenaline is pumping, but in a different way to what I usually experience, you know. So it's like a new experience for me as well, you know, tapping into that positive side rather than being the marcher that I usually am, you know. So it was very special, and I don't know, it's hard to try and put in words, but it was just something that needed to be done, and I just feel really good, like I'm floating, I suppose, is probably the way to put it.
Wonderful. That's a beautiful story, Marianne. Thank you very much for that, and I'd love to see more of it, and I'd love to be part of, you know, more of that as well, because it helps our spirit and helps our health and keeps us strong for the year, doesn't it?
I'd love to see this being an annual thing, you know, and just growing and growing, and maybe next year we can have an actual proper cultural ceremony where all the mob come in and we're all painted up and we've got traditional dress on and bring in all of the, like, the biggest mob, biggest crowd, and just have one big-ass corroboree, you know, yeah. And just smoke the place right up, yeah. I'd love to see that next year. And so this year was more of like a private ceremony. We had a couple of mates come and join us, and it just made it really special, and the kids were there, a couple of my kids, because I got five, but I had two of them with me. And it was just a special moment just to share, you know, between our non-Aboriginal mates and our blackfella mob, you know. Yeah, before I go, I just want to say I hope everyone has, you know, like a peaceful, non-violent action and, you know, has the safety and security of the ancestors watching over them. And I hope that everything goes okay as well across the country.